It's time to enter the world of real estate in Oahu with Hawaii's only true real estate radio show, the Team Lally Real Estate Show. Grab a pen and get ready to take notes. For the next full hour, Hawaii's premier real estate leader, Adrienne Lally, and Attilio Leonardi will bring you the latest in real estate news and real-world strategies on how they can guarantee to sell your home at a price and deadline you agree to, or they'll buy it. Now, here are your hosts, Adrienne and Attilio.
Welcome to the Team Lally Real Estate Show, home of the Guaranteed Sold program, or we'll buy it. If you have any questions, just give us a call at 799-9596 or check us out online at teamlally.com.
Hey, everybody, this is Attilio, and this is the Life Coaching Moment. Life Coaching Moment. You know, it's not like I'm Tony Robbins or anything, but we have spent many years traveling all over the United States, going to classes, seminars. I'm constantly listening to podcasts, taking classes, getting certifications, having a lot of experience helping people buy and sell homes. I think, how long, Adrienne, has the team been in existence? How long have we been doing this?
Probably 11, 12 years.
11, 12 years. How many homes we sold last year?
172.
What the? 172 homes?
Mm-hmm.
Either we're like the real estate mafia and we give people offers they can't refuse, or we're just really good at what we do. And we have a good success track record. And you know what? I think it's the key here. Here's the coaching tip for you business owners, realtors. It's not about the commissions and making money and the profit, but it's about serving people.
Mm-hmm.
And if people get a sense from you, either directly or indirectly, with how you're treating them and how your business is and how they, in any way that they interact with your business, they're getting a feeling from you, either verbally, non-verbally, through your marketing, directly with your team, or you yourself as a business owner, that you are truly there to serve the client, you will always be busy. So top 10 things. I always cover top 10 things with either new agents to the business or new agents to KW. I do a one-hour coaching call with anybody in that situation. If you never joined, too bad. You can get the coaching call.
But you can come. But you can come to one of the masterminds.
But I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to do this top 10 on a mastermind. I'm not going to do it on a career night. You actually got to come take a look at it. But I'm going to share with you number one on the top. It's not in any preferential order or specific order. It's just this is the first one that I wrote down. Know where you are at. And the analogy that I use, by the way, Tony Robbins. You don't know who that is. You better go Google him and go start watching a couple of his videos. Says, explain to get people to understand, to have them more easily understand a concept that you're trying to share with them. Explain it in ways or in terms that they understand. So analogies are a good way. So know where you are at, kind of like GPS in your phone. When you type in an address to where you want to go, the phone needs to know where you're at, based on the GPS locations, right? Because it's giving you directions to proceed to the route from where you're at. So in your business or in your personal life, the first part to start on, the first part of the journey is not necessarily where you want to go or your goals, but really taking an inventory, either a self-inventory, a physical inventory, a mental inventory, but inventory of where you're at. Dr. Brené Brown said it best. You cannot expect someone to love you if you don't love yourself. And that's not just hippy-dippy stuff. She's done 22 years of research in the business of psychology, and that's what she's found. If you want to receive love in your life, you've got to start with loving yourself. So know where you're at. That's your tip for today.
So speaking of love,
yeah,
I've got a couple of quotes that actually tie into our guest that we'll be bringing on after the break.
Oh, and then so, real quick, I forgot.
Wait.
No, wait, hold on.
Wait.
It's a Maya Angelou quote that goes with what I just said.
But you can say after I'm done with my quotes.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, the first one is from Charles Schultz. All you need is love, but a little chocolate now and then doesn't hurt.
Yes.
The next one is from Linda Grayson. There's nothing better than a friend, unless it is a friend with chocolate.
Yes.
And then the last one is from Joanne Harris. Happiness, simple as a glass of chocolate or torturous as the heart bitter, sweet, alive.
And then you know what Maya Angelou said?
Did she say something about chocolate?
She said, never take a t-shirt from a guy who doesn't have chocolate.
I don't think she said that.
No, she didn't. But I changed it to match all the other. No. What Maya Angelou said, which ties into you cannot receive love unless you love yourself, is never, it's an old African proverb which says, never take a take a shirt from a man who has none, who's not wearing one.
Mm-hmm. I don't see how that would be possible.
Because it doesn't make sense for someone to be offering you, I guess that would fall in line with, yeah, I'll give you the shirt off my back. And it's like a literal translation of that. But what you're saying is that why would you want to offer someone a shirt when you don't have one, or be cautious and careful of that? It's like somebody offering you love and they don't even love themselves. So how is that interaction or relationship going to be? Think about it. I know you guys that are listening know what I'm talking about. Yeah, so-and-so, she was a nut job. He was a nut job. And then him being a nut job made my life full of drama. Again, lack of self-love does not allow you to receive love in your life.
Okay, on that note, we've got Janice on the line with her tip of the week from Dreamhouse Drafting.
Hey, Janice, what you got for us?
Good morning. Just wanted to let everyone know that while it may not seem important, a building permit is required if you change out the windows in your home, and there are good reasons for it.
Oh, yeah. What's those good reasons?
Well, we want to make sure that emergency egress requirements are satisfied, along with light and ventilation, especially in rooms where people sleep, bedroom windows. Mm-hmm. So the ideal is to accomplish an opening that is not too high, that you need to be a gymnast to climb out of it.
Okay.
An opening that has enough width for a person inside to escape, and for a fully outfitted firefighter to enter if necessary.
Oh, wow. So no windows so high that you need a pole vault to get through them.
Right.
And not so narrow that, and by the way, I can say this because my dad was in the fire department, that the fireman, who's really a good cook and enjoys his cooking, cannot get through the window. By the way, you got to be on good cooking and be in the fire department. They just drum you out. They make you stand outside. They can't even sleep inside the firehouse if you're not on good cook. So I know that from my dad being in the fire department a long time. But that totally makes sense. What about...
Yeah, and so plus, remember, they wear gear.
And they got
oxygen
masks.
The opening has to have enough height also.
Yeah, they got the mask. They got the hat. They got all the...
the oxygen tank.
Yep. Coming in to pull you out of there. So I need enough space. What about the bars on the windows? Some people go, you know.
I see that, you know, and I've never, thoroughly investigated that. I've always thought it dangerous.
Yes.
There are supposedly some that are manufactured with a quick disconnect.
Quick release.
But
yeah,
that's
inside.
Even something that people need to consider if they're looking at shutters for storms. Because
yes.
Some of them have a locking mechanism also, and you need to be able to get out in an emergency.
Mm-hmm. You know, yeah, you'd be in the house. Oh, the guy can't break in and take my iPad, but I burned to death because I couldn't get out because the place caught on fire. So, we had a listing with the bars on the window, and they're all rusty and all of that. And I think it came up in our escrow, and that it affected the... It was a safety concern and it affected the financing. So interesting that you meant that, but we've come across that before.
Yep.
Thanks, Janice.
Thank you, Janice.
You're welcome.
All right. So you can get a hold of Janice at 206-7107. Check her out online at dreamhousedrafting.com.
What was that website?
Dreamhousedrafting.com.
All right. Next up, we got Jody,
the mortgage genius.
Jody, are you there?
I'm here.
What you got for us?
So, it's interesting about interest rates.
Yeah.
They have gotten better. And I just read an article that they are expected to be around through the end of the year.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that there are investors, there's pressure from investors and there's pressure from the White House in concern of a slow in the economy or a potential recession.
Okay.
And as the way that the Federal Reserve will combat that is that they will actually decrease rates even more.
Oh, wow.
And yeah, so it's very surprising, and it's definitely in the beginning of 2019, it was not anticipated on any level from any economist. But now it is entering into June, that we are going to see these very competitive interest rates stick around and even possibly improve.
Now, this begs the question. You got people that are looking to buy homes right now. Should they wait?
Yep. So that's really such a great question. Mm-hmm. And I feel like the answer is no, because of where we are. And inventory is always a problem. And if there is a house that's meeting your needs and more, then if you wait, prices will go up.
Yes.
So unless there's some sort of internal, very personal to you. And what I mean by that is no two loans are the same. There's always a situation like, oh no, but my sister's moving home in December, and that's when I'm going to be able to actually afford a mortgage because mm-hmm. she's going to live with me, you know, things like that. That's strategic in nature. And so that would be more of a one-on-one conversation with your realtor and your loan officer. But in terms of like a general question, absolutely not. There's no better time than immediately, especially in Hawaii.
Yeah, I think, go ahead, Adrian.
Well, I was just going to ask about like the consumers watching the rates and like when to lock, because it sounds like, you know, they're kind of fluctuating.
You know, it's such a good topic. So mm-hmm. one of the things that I talk to basically with my company, we like to meet with our clients ASAP. So this might be like their very first step into learning about mortgages, learning about affordability, learning about how much it's going to cost, what their monthly payments will be, et cetera. We like to meet with them then. And then as they're working with, you know, their agent, we like to communicate with them regularly so that they're knowing exactly what their monthly payment would be on any potential property that they like. But then also once they get into escrow, we need to meet with them immediately. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of like we set that expectation when we first meet with them. So I might have met with them 6 months ago, and that expectation was set. Like, listen, when you get into escrow, there's so much we need to cover that I really need to meet with you within the next 24 to 48 hours after you get an accepted offer. And part of that consult that we do when they get into escrow is we talk about floating versus locking. And it is something that we are seeing with people that are jumping ship because they're getting a better rate because rates slightly improved. And obviously, I want to be able to match anything if that happens.
Yeah.
But what's happened is people are being fickle and then going with another lender and then coming back and saying something happened or not being able to close on time. Yeah. So my advice to a buyer is to work with someone who is going to have the floating versus locking conversation with you open and transparent and keep you and educate you on how much technically it could save. Because for the most part, I'm talking about it's going to be the same interest rate that I'm offering you, but it might cost a little less. If that makes sense.
Well, they got to look at all the numbers. It's not everybody just focuses on the interest rate. And when you see it in the paper on the internet, that's just marketing. You got to drill down.
Well, then also, and then to have, right. and then to have a strategy,
yeah,
right, on when to lock,
right,
yes,
so, right, and so.
Mm-hmm. I was just gonna say, here's the simple truth, people. It's not about us selling you a home. You want to buy a home. Whatever's going on in your life, buy a home. Context is my new word of the day. Interest rates might be this or that in the next couple of months. Doesn't matter what our friend is in the White House is doing, or the Federal Reserve, or all of that stuff, and the economy, and this and that. It's good to pay attention to that. But here's the deal. At the end of the day, it's your personal, as Jody was saying, it's whatever's going on in your life personally. Here's the context. 1972, interest rates were 7.7% around there on the data that I looked at and as far back as it could go. In 1981, it was 18%. So whether it's 3, 4, or 5, it's still a good deal. If you're ready to buy a house, buy. Right?
Yep. Yep.
Use another realtor. Absolutely. It's not about our commissions. Go find a realtor. You're working with a realtor right now and you're sitting on the fence. I'm kicking you in the okole. Off the fence, write the offer, get into a home. There's no reason why you shouldn't own a home in Hawaii. There's going to be exceptions. I hear you right now. You're telling me the exceptions. But in general, there's no reason for you to not own real estate in Hawaii. Anything else, Jody?
Right. If you're looking to build wealth,
yeah,
over time, the owning home ownership in Hawaii is probably your strongest avenue.
And it's for savings. Yeah.
Right. It's forced savings, yes. And so it's not about, okay, 3.75 versus 3.875.
Yeah.
When I make that comparison for most people, they're like, wait, so that's only saving me $30 a month? And I say only, but in the grand scheme of things, when you're talking about investing in this asset that's worth $500,000 or more,
yeah,
it's well worth you to do it now than wait.
I'll tell you this too, that we've looked at the data going 100 years backwards. A single family home on Oahu has doubled in price on the short side, 12 years, on the long side, 20 years.
Yeah.
Now again, past is not a predictor of the future, but it's a pretty good indicator.
And it's a great indicator.
Yeah. So anyway, thanks, Jody.
Yep. Thanks, Jody.
Thank you, guys.
All right. So you can get a hold of Jody and her team at 488-5510. Check them out online at packrimmtg.com.
Hey, we are about to take a break, but stay with us. When we come back, we'll be talking with Jan Au of Hawaii's Local Buzz. She will be talking to us about what sets Hawaii Local Buzz apart from the other businesses. And we're going to be talking about chocolate. So stay with us.
Tired of waiting 2-3 months to finalize your home loan or refinance? Jody Tonga and her team at Pacific Rim Mortgage have a turn time of 30 days or less by processing your loans locally.
Take advantage of today's low interest rates by calling our good friend Jody Tonga of Pacific Rim Mortgage. Her personal cell is 488-5510. That's 488-5510.
Hey, Adrian, guess what?
What, Attilio?
Jody has a huge secret.
Oh, yeah? What is it?
I can tell you.
Yes, you can.
Okay, here it is. Jody has a free home buying guide that reveals insider tips others may not want you to know.
Wow, how do I get this free home buying guide?
Easy. Just go to her website, pacificrim.com. That's PAC or PACRIMMTG.com.
I see the free home buyer guide has valuable information that can help me avoid mistakes and could cost me tens of thousands of dollars over the lifetime of my loan.
Yes. So check out their site. That's pacificrim.com or give her a call at 488-5510. That's 488-5510. What's the website?
It's PAC, P-A-C, RIM, R-I-M, Mortgage, MTG.com. Hawaii, NMLS ID 1032554.
If you're looking for an outstanding insurance agent that will personally help you during the moment of truth, we recommend Bradley Maruyama with Allstate Insurance.
So, Attilio, what do you mean by the moment of truth?
Well, the best insurance is the insurance you never have to use, but we know that's not how life works. So when life happens, you can count on Bradley and his team to exceed your expectations for your insurance needs.
Keep in mind that when buying a home, the cost of home insurance should be taken into consideration. I trust Bradley with my own personal home, so you should give him a call. Call Bradley with Allstate Insurance at 591-801.
The Team Lally Real Estate Show continues. Give it to me, I'm worth it.
Baby, I'm worth it. Welcome back and thanks for listening to the Team Lally Real Estate Show, home of the Guaranteed Sold program. We'll buy it. I'm Adrian.
And I'm Attilio.
And if you have any questions, just give us a call at 799-9596 or check us out online at teamlally.com.
Our guest today was born and raised here in the islands. She is a mom to two aspiring daughters and a son who probably probably serves in the U.S. Marines. She has worked in the retail industry for over 20 years before joining her family's business over 5 years ago.
She's currently the retail operations manager of Hawaii's Local Buzz, the founder of a line of gift baskets, gift boxes, and wedding favors. She handles wholesale and retail sales, as well as all of their public appearances. Please welcome our guest, Jan Al.
Welcome.
Hi.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So, have you ever been on a radio show?
Yeah.
A couple times, probably, yeah?
Yeah. Small stuff.
Because you got to spread the buzz.
Yes. Spread the chocolate.
Yeah. So, in the intro, our listeners got to know you a little bit. Tell us about your family's business here. First of all, how did we come up with the name?
So, actually, there's a little bit of background. Hawaii's Local Buzz is the brand name to our farm, which is called Paradise Meadows.
Okay.
So, Paradise Meadows is located in beautiful Kau, on the Big Island.
Mm-hmm.
But that's how we got there.
That's how you got there. Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right. And then if our listeners want to go and kind of just check you out, the website that they can go to
is Hawaii's Local Buzz. We make sure they get the S after Hawaii's.
Hey, yes. Put the S in there already.
And then you guys are also on like Facebook.
Yeah,
and
you can
Instagram.
Find us on Facebook and Instagram for sure.
Yeah. Now, I went to the website. It's pretty nice. You got all these different little hyperlinks for all the things that you guys do, the coffee, the chocolate. What else you guys got? What, if I'm going on your website, what else is on there?
So you'll find raw honey, coffee, and our new line of cookies as well.
Oh, nice.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then what's some of the clients that you've had?
Oh, gosh. We have done banks, law firms, everybody, mm-hmm. doctors, hotels. We do wedding favors,
okay.
Corporate gift baskets, and you guys have some too.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, she brought one each for us in the studio. Yeah. Nothing like somebody who makes and sells chocolate that brings samples.
Yeah.
And it's more than samples. It's a nice gift bag. Don't tell the people back at the office. They might not make it back there. No. We're going to bring them back to share.
Yeah. Our product line is pretty diverse.
Yeah.
Because we're a farm, we grow certain things, but we also have to... It's a farm, yeah? So sometimes we don't always have the sustainable resources, so we have to stretch our limits a little bit. So that's why we create other things.
You're creating other income streams for the farm.
Correct. Yeah.
So on the farm, do you guys ever do tours or classes?
Yes. So the farm stand is open 365 days a year.
Oh, wow.
Fun.
What's on this farm stand?
It's all of our products, but there is a person there that will let you tour our farm so mm-hmm. you can see our aquaponics, visit our duck army, walk through the coffee fields. Probably not walk through the macnut fields. It's not very nice.
Yeah.
But the farm is pretty nice. It's lush and green, and it's on the way to Green Sand Beach.
Yeah. I think what's neat about you guys' product is, first of all, you guys are local people. It's family-run, family-owned. Mm-hmm. And, I always use the analogy of when people get stuff for people here or when people are visiting and they get stuff here. I don't – Hilo Hattie's is all closed, right?
Yes.
But anyway, I was in Hilo Hattie's one time because my kids were going to Kamehameha Schools at the time, and they had the uniform pickup. I don't know why. It was at Hilo Hattie's in one back room. So, local people, we're not going to go into Hilo Hattie's. So I started walking around the retail store, and it's huge. They used to bring buses over there on Nimitz. And I started picking things up and looking underneath. And what do you think I was looking for?
Made in China.
Yes.
Well, I was looking for made in Hawaii.
Sorry.
That's what he found.
I was looking for made in Hawaii, but I couldn't find one item in there that was made in Hawaii. I'm sure there were, but I picked up at least 30 things.
Wow.
Nothing
was
made in Hawaii. So it's nice to know that for corporate events, for baby's first birthday.
For a wedding.
Right.
What else? What other kind of events should people be thinking about your guys' products for?
Business Christmas gifts.
Yes.
Your clients.
Or clients. Yeah.
Closing gifts.
Mm-hmm.
Closing gifts. Yay, yep. Realtors. Call them for the closing gifts.
This is a beautiful basket.
So I would like to say that we're one of the only brands that has the Department of Agriculture green seal. So
what does that mean?
It's a seal of quality.
Okay.
And it's on our coffee and our mac nuts. And it is just saying that we are all 100% local.
All local.
Oh, nice.
So, yeah. So you are getting really good stuff when you... give our brand. And we're really different. Our taste comparison is by far, you know, excellent.
Mm-hmm. And I see the sticker. I can see him shoot a clear gift basket made in Hawaii, not made in China.
No.
It's made in Hawaii. Good stuff here. And by the way, for you business people and your local people, why is it important to buy local? I'll tell you why. It's called an economic multiplier effect. And you're like, Attilio, what is an economic multiplier effect? Well, I'm glad you asked. When you spend a dollar locally, let me ask you something, Jan. When your profits from your business, do you spend it with your big corporation back in the mainland, or do you spend it locally?
No, we spend everything local. So
you go movies, you go buy groceries, you make mortgage payments.
Right. But I always tell people too exactly what you're saying. Thank you for supporting our brand and our farm, because you support the families in Kau, where there's not a lot of work.
Mm-hmm.
You support the local team on Oahu that has to come in and do all of your favors and gift baskets. So I always tell people thank you for shopping with our family. And when you shop local, it helps everybody here in our community.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So now do you guys have like a storefront that people can come and visit?
So on Oahu, you can go to 321 Mokuaea Street.
Mm-hmm.
It's cornering Nimitz and Mokuaea. So we're fronting Nimitz, and you can visit our showroom. We're only open Wednesdays through Saturdays between 10 and 5.
I think they got to be, I think if I was on the marketing team, you know, like, what is it? Try by local?
Yeah.
I think you should put one line in the front. It says, no be mental, buy from mainland. Try by local. And we just go, hey, what you mental? How come you buy from the mainland? But anyway, that's what it's an important thing, and I know the public relations there, but if you think about it, folks, if we wanna, you know, improve our local economies, and you know what, Kau, that area, we know, Big Island, when we were doing short sales and all of this foreclosures,
that's where they're at.
That's where they're at. It was the most economically impacted place in the entire state of Hawaii, was the Big Island, parts of the Big Island.
Mm-hmm.
And so you guys, when you support this local family with their business, you're helping a lot of local families in that area. So
thank you for that. Very true.
Yeah.
Very true.
And it's not like you like it's junk and you're like, oh, buy them because it's local. No, it's good.
It's delicious.
On top of that. Because we had samples.
And the packaging is beautiful.
Yeah.
It's so well done. And, you know, I'd be proud to give this to any one of our clients or as a gift.
Right, and we change this packaging every year. Only the B one is our signature. We change wrap every year. We change ribbons and bowls every year.
Mm-hmm.
Every year we come out with a new line of baskets and concepts.
You know, I would. Yeah. So here's you know, you have a concept, and what you've got to do as a business owner, you've got to create the need, not create the need, but be creative with telling people why they should buy your product. So I just thought of one. All you Airbnb people, even you illegal ones.
Yes.
I do have some Airbnbs.
Yeah, you should have this.
Good idea.
I do.
As a warm welcome, because they're getting something from Hawaii.
Uh-huh.
And then I think you should have like a little card. Do you have something in there? Is on your packaging, does it explain that you guys are locally owned and run? And
it does not.
Not yet.
Yeah.
Not yet.
I feel like when we do these gift baskets, I feel like it's a gift, and I don't want to impose on my client and doing
you know
the
what?
Gift.
Then I'll tell the Airbnb people impose. Here's what I would tell you, because I own the Airbnb. And people, Airbnb even has a whole separate division up there, and we talked about it. It's called an Airbnb experience. People are not coming to stay in a place that has walls, a roof, a window, and a mini fridge. They're coming here for the experience. So if you're an Airbnb and you want to have repeat clients and good reviews,
give them a basket.
Hire you. I would take this basket, and then maybe Jan would have like a letter that you can print out from her website that talks about her family's story, and I would place it on the counter, either right underneath the basket, for people to read that. And I guarantee you and then you got to make sure you take care of them and your place is clean and all of that. But I guarantee you it would create
a nice
unique
touch.
Experience for your Airbnb client. So, you know, thousands of Airbnb people on this island, and of the two that is listening to this show right now, you need to go to our website and get the gift basket for your Airbnb
clients. So the website, HawaiisLocalBuzz.com. Make sure you have the S in between.
Hey, put the S in.
Yeah,
right. Put the S. I can do voiceover, you know, when you do commercials.
Put the S.
And I'm just going to do that one line. Hey, put the S in.
Yes, yes.
So do you have anyone from the mainland that orders these baskets? And
yeah, we're very fortunate. We get a lot of visitors to our farm stand because we have big signs on the road that say chocolates, magnets, bathrooms.
Oh, yes.
And people stop for all of those reasons. Mm-hmm. And we're fortunate to have clients, all different types of people, and they do order gift baskets. Yeah,
especially local people in the mainland. They must
So we're really fortunate that the farm stand brings us a whole nother level of clientele.
Nice.
Is whatever you sell available on the website?
Yes, everything that's in the storefront on Mokawea is available on the website, as well as the farm stand in Ka'u.
Gotcha. What's some unique people you've worked with before in the past?
Unique people.
Or crazy or interesting or unbelievable?
So for me, the most interesting thing has been sponsoring local pageants here in the islands.
Oh, wow.
And it's just allowed me to meet a lot of different young ladies who have a lot of... It's so much more than what I thought it was. And so that has definitely been very unique for me. And it's our pleasure to be able to share with their family and friends. And they're really supportive. You support a pageant and those families come out to all your events.
Oh, nice.
Nice.
Come and support you, and they know your brand and they're very thankful that you've supported them.
So you mentioned events. You guys have some upcoming events that you'll be featured at, or where our listeners can come and track you down? And
so we do several events. Tomorrow night is one. It's Art with Buzz. It's you'll meet our resident artists and have art, wine, and chocolate.
Nice.
At the farm?
At the local showroom on Oahu.
Oh, where's the showroom?
321 Mokawea.
Oh,
321 Mokawea.
So how often do you do this Art with Buzz? Is it like a monthly thing?
No, we do events at our leisure, just when I can squeeze them in if I'm like not doing so many million other things.
Mm-hmm.
So our next one is in September, and that's our annual pre-book to Christmas.
Nice.
And then the next Art with Buzz is in October.
Now, I know, like, if my drunk uncle was listening right now, he'd be like, Art with Buzz, what? You gonna have alcohol? What's going on?
We do. We have a wine vendor that we're working with, and he'll be sampling or dropping off some wines that we pair with our chocolates.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's happening.
Yeah, I'm going to, like, do my impersonation of somebody who went. They're going to come home, local lady, she'd be like, oh, honey, I went to this Art with Buzz. I was all buzzing, and I bought this picture for $500.
Or a whole bunch of gift baskets for Christmas.
There you go. Who's the local artist?
So we have a resident artist, and she is a family member of mine. Her name is Megan Collins.
Mm-hmm.
So every gift basket, the $50 range and above, we include a free art piece.
Nice.
And also when you buy gift baskets, we also give you a free art card. So we are way different from other companies in the business. It's all about like giving you personalized customer service.
Mm-hmm.
And literally,
experience.
Yeah. And literally everything surrounds my family's brand and our farm.
Now, what you mean she's like resident artist? What, she getting caught in the back? She's like, she watched the store late at night?
She owns portions of the farm.
Oh, okay.
So
that's nice, because then that's creative, because then some of your packaging, I'm going to assume, like you were describing, is going to be very creative. So
yeah.
So let's talk about what's inside of these baskets.
Yeah, so in the smaller baskets, we do more cookies, chocolates, mac nuts. Once we start getting into our bigger basket lines, we include more specialty items like our premium Black Label coffee, such as Peaberry.
Nice.
So if you're a coffee connoisseur, you would love to have some Peaberry coffee from Ka'u.
What's that mean, Peaberry?
So Peaberry is the best of the best of the beans.
Oh, it's like a rating system or something?
Yeah. So it's really good. Tastes super different from just regular house beans.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
So this special coffee, you can only get it from your store or from the farm? Or is there other places that people can find it?
Just the store, the farm, or the website.
Or the website.
Yeah. That's it. There's no place else you can get the specialty coffee.
Yeah. All right. So, hey, everybody, if you're just tuning in, this is the Team Lally Real Estate Show, home of the Guaranteed Soul program. We got Jan Au in the studio, and she is an owner-operator. Her family They got the farm on the Big Island. You guys have a showroom here on Oahu. Wait, what was the third thing?
Website.
Get the stand. Four things. We just keep going on and on. Mm-hmm. So if you're just tuning in, we're talking about gift baskets. We're talking about chocolate. We're talking about coffee, raw honey.
Mm-hmm.
And again, tell them one more time about this event that you guys are having. Have you had events in the past? Is this a new thing? Is this going to be like a regular thing? Or
yeah, we had last month to kick off spring. We had Spring with Buzz.
Okay.
So that was a really big event. And it's pretty fancy. We transformed the showroom and bring in a lot of different vendors.
Okay.
So last month we had a specialty vendor. Valerie Joseph from Posh was able to join us. So she had a trunk show at Spring with Buzz. So yeah, it's everyone is different and we just bring vendors and food truck.
How often?
So I try to do these like once a quarter, four times a year.
Sounds like a lot. Yeah.
It is a lot of work to get vendors and get everything and get all the stuff in line.
And then the marketing and making sure everybody knows where to
and
go.
And getting staff for one night. Like it's a lot of staff for one night.
So you said staff. What is your normal staff look like during the year? Like how many people are on your team here on Oahu?
Yeah, so on Oahu it's seven.
Oh wow.
Seven. Okay. Seven. It takes seven people to run our showroom and all our events.
And it's like a retail store too?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is a retail store. Yeah, the Wednesday through Saturday is all open to retail. All the other days are mostly when we do wholesale. We do private tastings for our bridal couples.
Oh,
stuff
nice.
Like that. Yeah.
What's so described to us? This is a radio is like TV for the, it's like radio listeners or TV for the mind. So you got to describe, what does the tasting look like?
So the tasting's super fun. You get to come in and try our dehydrated mac nuts, our cookies, our chocolates, just one by one. And it's come really, really hungry because I'll make you full when it's all finished.
Yeah. You guys borrow that lady from Costco, the lady that goes, try some, buy some.
No.
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 Are you guys in Costco or?
We are not. I like to consider my brand more specialty.
Gotcha.
And we are certainly, definitely. We're not like our competitor brands. We're so much more better. And I'm not biased.
Better.
You guys have the stamp, right?
I got the stamp from the
USDA.
And if you 100%. Go to our website, it's like Monalicious. Like it's on there, you know, like it's part of our life. We don't put out stuff that doesn't taste good. When we test a new product, we test it farm, website, we test it in the showroom. Yeah. And if it doesn't come back good, we get rid of it. You know, we're not like, we have to have it. And we try to do flavors that nobody else has in the market. We're trying to do different things with our product.
So what's your most unique flavor?
Our most unique flavor, I want to say, is going to be our dark coffee bean crunch. Because we take our coffee beans that we grow on the islands and we cover them in dark chocolate. And it's probably the most unique thing. Probably because most people do the whole bean and we like to like crunch ours up. So our beans are like smashed real small.
Nice.
So that's the thing that's really different.
Yeah.
And what would you say is the most popular item that you guys...
Popular item is probably going to be our dehydrated salted mac nut. It's a lot more crunchier and crispier. And when you taste it in your baskets, you'll know. You'll be like, whoa, that was really good.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, and then so you're born and raised here in Hawaii?
I was.
What high school you went to?
Roosevelt.
You know Bette Midler went there?
Did she?
Yeah. Yep. I just always know that about Roosevelt. Bette Midler. She went to Roosevelt.
Bruno Mars.
He went there too.
Yes.
That's famous high school.
Yeah. Famous high school. I think Elvis Presley was part of the original graduating class. No. Elvis Presley.
No.
But he drove by maybe when he did his concert back in the 70s. Roosevelt is nice. I always know about Roosevelt because every time we just pad it. We have the Memorial Day event there up in Punchbowl, and that school is right down the hill.
Yes, yes.
And my relatives up in Papakalea, so we always know everybody from Papakalea go to Roosevelt.
We'll go to Roosevelt,
down the hill.
Yeah.
And what was you guys' school mascot, or do you remember?
Gosh, no.
Just make up one.
No, she can't do that.
All the Roosevelt listeners will be calling in.
I know, you.
That's okay. It wasn't, so, you know, it must not be a good one. You know what? Hey, Roosevelt, marketing, come up with a more memorable mascot.
But, Jen, could you tell us about your journey to get to this point? Because it sounds like you were doing something else, right, for the last 20 years.
Right.
You moved, you know, just in the last 5 years over to this, you know, this business and this role.
What made you change?
Yeah, you know, everybody's like, family business, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Don't do it. And so it took me a while to be like, I'm going to do it. So actually, the funny story is I went and we had a distributor thing they're selling, you know, mm-hmm. and they're out there. You're like, try some coffee. And I'm like, you know, every time I kept going past to check on our stuff, and I was just like, that's just not coffee. And in my mind, I want to like step in and help sell, right?
Yeah.
And that's why I joined my family's business. So prior to that, I worked with a lot of other local companies here in the islands. Mm-hmm. And then I just saw my family's company and we're like here. And I was like, I want to be here.
Yes. You could take it to that next level.
Yeah, I want to be at the next level. And I want people to give more information, mm-hmm. you know, like, that's not just one house. That's, you know, it has perks, right?
Yes.
So same thing. Like, there's a lot of nicer things that we want to say about our brand, our farm, and who we are.
How many family members are in part of the business?
So there's only 5 of us that run this business.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
It's and everybody has their specialty point.
Gotcha.
And so there's not a lot of overlap, and there's a lot of room for everybody to stretch everybody's goals.
Yeah. How do you get along without it turning into World War III?
I live on Oahu.
Everyone else is on Big Island.
Kidding. I think we're not spitting stuff at each other.
I think
the relationship is
You don't
very
talk with food in your mouth.
Yeah, and we're not, you know, we're always like, hey, let's try it. And if it doesn't work out, I'm the first to admit, yeah, that was probably we shouldn't have done and we lost. But, mm-hmm. you know, if you don't try it, we would never know where we would be. Like, we unveiled this gift basket line with such hesitation because we have to have a lot of product mm-hmm. and a lot of supplies to do this.
Yeah.
And that's all dollars that we have to put out front before we actually recoup. Mm-hmm. And so it's like, wow, we're going out on a really big limb.
Yeah.
And then it was like, we were sold out. I was like, well, I guess that means I did something right, right? Yeah. That's a good one. And then you kind of know which basket works over time. That's why we continually change and revamp because it's based off of customer demand.
Well, it's called course correction. So you guys have learned how to course correct in your business. Mm-hmm. I know you guys was making like the spinach, kale, and broccoli cookies. Didn't go over well. So you immediately got rid of that.
Right.
Just kidding. You never had that kind. But I'm sure like something like that, right? Where you get a negative response. You're like, pull it. Mm-hmm. And you get, so what did you learn from the gift basket? Because you were hesitant, but then it exceeded your expectations?
Yeah. You know, we learned, you know, we definitely had to learn about, like, getting the team together to get them built.
Yes.
So there's that.
Because it's a seasonal item, or you have a high fluctuation during the season, which is holidays, right?
And Christmas. We definitely had to learn about, like, it settles, you know, different things to the mechanics of the basket. Definitely what people want. Like, you know, someone who's giving their mailman may want more smaller stuff, but corporate people who share in an office, they want more shareable stuff. Mm-hmm. Yes. So, you know, at first when I released it, I didn't know those things, but as time grew, then I knew. And I can make adjustments in the baskets. These are not another thing about buying local is you can pick and choose. You can tell me what you want in or out. We can custom, but that's the nice thing. And based off of those numbers and what we saw, we got a revamp.
Can you guys make a frenemy basket where like all the packaging is in there, but it's all empty?
No.
That's so funny.
Not a good idea.
Competitor's basket. Oh, no, nothing. It's just packaging. Oh, like even make it look like it was half eaten.
Mm. No. Oh.
Yeah, you never know. But anyway, no. Okay.
So,
anything else?
Yeah. So in the last 5 years since you've joined, you said you wanted to join your family to take them to the next level.
Mm-hmm.
But what would you say has been your biggest accomplishment with your your joining?
That is such a good question. Probably figuring out the gift line. That's all I've been like, this is probably the first year that I will say I'm totally comfortable of where we're at.
Yes.
As far as supplying vendors and getting supplies. So, yeah.
I mean, what's your advice for business persons? Because that like, oh, you know, it's a risk, right, to leave the day job.
Right.
And so to bridge and then to feel comfortable. I mean, I know for us in real estate, a lot of realtors, I mean, I would say 80-90% of our industry is gone in 5 years.
Wow.
Because they're always thinking like, oh, I'm not going to have this next transaction to make my mortgage payments. We've been doing this for 12 years. We ain't going anywhere. We're really good at it. And this is what we do. We're all in. And so is that what you're saying right now? You're all in and you're feeling like you're settling in?
Yep. And we continue to diversify our business. I mean, we're innovative as far as creating new product lines. We don't sit stagnant.
Yes.
This business, it's agricultural too, you know. Yep. Like last year, the weather was not our friend. So we suffered. We are not going to have a lot of mac nuts and coffee this year.
Oh, wow.
So we will have to diversify to meet the hundreds of baskets that we need to make in quarter four.
And keep your doors open.
Right, and keep our doors open.
Yeah.
So, you know, my advice is to always be looking to just broaden your horizons, you know, like just continue to create. That's the best thing.
Well, multiple income streams, right?
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the day, we always tell this, Adrian, what is the goal of any business?
To make money.
To make money!
Right.
To make money. Unless you're a nonprofit, you still is the goal to make money because you need the people that write you donations to be making money.
Right.
So even nonprofits, the goal is to make money because the money got to come from somewhere.
Right.
So anyway, what was your biggest mistake you ever made?
Oh, probably sponsoring too many things.
So getting spread too thin.
Yes.
They're just one of you, right?
Yes. Sponsoring a lot of things and then like, whoa. Yeah. And probably jump like during the holiday season, there's a lot of expos.
Yes.
And probably doing a lot too many of those back to back. And
sure,
it works my team really thin and it's hard on
it's
my production.
Yeah.
Because we're a small family business and we want to put out good product, it's very challenging for us to do those.
So you're saying get good at the art of saying no.
Yes.
And if you
be selective and have a strategy, right?
Yes.
On the ones that you're going to have the best time or the best return on investment with your time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I didn't learn that, you know, like I had to go through it to learn my ROIs, right?
Yes.
So that's why it was like, whoa, okay, probably not a good idea. But definitely sponsoring a lot of different things affects.
Yeah, Adrian got me on pen and you press this button and it says no, like in six different ways.
I need that.
You need to know.
The no person. So it was like, no.
Yeah. Sometimes I need that.
Yeah.
I feel like, hey, can you do it this day? Or people call last minute and I really try to make it work too.
Hit the pen.
Like,
press the button.
Ah, no.
Yeah.
Doing recording of your cousin from Waianae.
So,
no.
So that.
No.
So how much time do you need in order to get the basket? You said last minute. So what's acceptable?
I'd like to have like 3 days. We do have baskets on display in the showroom if you absolutely need to grab them.
Uh-huh.
You can just go in and grab them. But I definitely need like 3 days, especially because we've picked up a lot more weddings and graduations and stuff like that.
So plan for 3 days out
if
you want something that's custom.
Custom, yeah.
All right. So give us that website, phone number, location of your showroom.
So Hawaii's Local Buzz. Don't forget the S.
Hey, don't forget the S.
We're on Facebook and Instagram, and those also help you to get to our events.
Okay.
Our showroom address is 321 Mokawea, fronting Nimitz Highway, and we're open Wednesdays through Saturdays from 10 to 5.
So fronting Nimitz, what's around you guys, you know, local kind style directions?
Local kind style directions, car audio,
and
right before Pu'uhale School.
Gotcha. All right. The elementary school, right?
Yep.
Okay,
right on the corner.
I know. I used to catch the bus and the automatic announcement, Pu'uhale. We'd always say that when we get to the cross street. Anyway, okay, great. Any other questions or things that we should have asked or talked about that we haven't?
No, I think we covered a pretty broad line.
We did. Well, thank you, Jan, so much for being our guest today and for the beautiful baskets.
Yes.
I can't wait to dive into them and try all the different goodies.
Oh, thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
Yeah. So that was Jan Au. She's her and her family run a business, local business here in town. They got a farm on the Big Island, showroom here on Oahu, and they got their website, hawaiislocalbuzz.com. Hey, remember this. And so go check out our website and start placing your orders now.
Yes.
Get ready now.
Get ready now.
You don't even know what you need these baskets for, but get them anyway. All you realtors who listen to the show and you want to learn all our secrets, here's our secret. We might start giving out these gift baskets to people that we appreciate. I think we're going to have to do that, especially since it's local.
Yes.
All right.
All right. So we've got Howard on the line to talk about some open houses.
Hey, Howard, what you got for us?
Except for he's not there.
We dropped Howard. He fell on the ground. He's crying right now. He's going to get back up.
That's okay.
He's going to get on his phone and call us back maybe.
While we're waiting for Howard, we can talk about, we've got a couple of events coming up. We've got the next career night is July 8th.
Oh, by the way, anytime you talk about these events, you got to tell them the website up front.
What's the website up front?
HawaiiCareerNight.com.
HawaiiCareerNight.com.
Hey, don't forget the .com.
Yeah. So go to that website. You can RSVP. We're going to be talking about everything that you wanted to know about a career in real estate.
I think that's going to be July 8th. It's from 5 to 6. Do come early because I'm telling you right now, you come late, you can stand up because we only got so many chairs.
Mm-hmm.
But that's okay. If you stand up, you pay more attention.
That's right.
Yeah.
And then the other event that we have is we got the mastermind.
Oh, what's the website?
HawaiiAgentMastermind.com.
Uh-huh.
So the next one for that is going to be July 11th, and it's going to be on 1031 exchanges.
1031 exchanges. Okay. You're like, what's a 1031 exchange? You should come to this mastermind. Howard, speaking of 1031 exchanges, Howard, what you got for us today?
Well, we have a nice little lineup of open houses, mostly in town this week.
Mm-hmm.
We have a one-bedroom, one-bath at Maunahe Terrace, and it just came back on the market with a really nice price reduction.
So, wait. Hawaiian in the house. I got to help you with the pronunciation. It's because I looked it up myself. I was having some challenges with it. It's Maunahe.
Maunahe.
Get that, there we go. The floating thing up in the air to put the space. Maunahe. Maunahe Terrace, right? You know what? It's right below Punch Bowl because I sat on open.
Mm-hmm.
And it's right down the street from Roosevelt High School.
There you go.
All right, keep going.
And next we have a three-bedroom, two-and-a-half bath on Kapolei Parkway. And
Wait. Let me help you with the pronunciation. No. You pronounced it correctly. I was going to say Kapolei, but it's not Kapolei. It's Kapolei. Keep going.
And finally, we have a two-bedroom, two-bath on Hawaii Kai Drive, right on the marina.
Mm-hmm.
And it comes with a boat slip.
Double-sided.
Which is double-sided, and probably the maintenance fees are almost less than an actual boat slip at a marina. So it's a great buy.
Get a condo for your boat.
Get a condo for your boat.
Yeah.
I tell you, you boat owners, you boat mortgage people. You know what? Oh, Howard, we need to send this to the boat broker. I think there's one or two of them here on Oahu. There is a waiting list for slips, people, boat owners. You can get this one, and it comes with a condo.
All right. Well, thanks for listening, and thank you to our sponsors.
Jody Tanga and Derek Tanga of Pacific Rim Mortgage.
Bradley Mariama of Allstate Insurance.
Kenji Vendetta with Pillar to Post Home Inspections.
Giannis Merlin of Dreamhouse Drafting.
John Speed with Kilauea Pest Control.
Duke Kim Han of Hawaii Pacific Property Management.
And Thomas Patterson with Patterson Land Surveying. If you want to get a hold of any of our sponsors, just go to teamlally.com.
We also want to give a big thank you to Leah, our producer here in the studio.
Jee-hoo.
Make sure to tune in next week. We'll have an awesome guest talking about something that'll change your life.
Forever. This is the Team Lally Real Estate Show, home of the guaranteed
sold program. If we can't sell your home at the agreed upon price in our time frame, we'll have it bought for cash.
Thanks and aloha.